Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Let not one person leave here the same way they have come. Do with us, Lord, what you alone can do. And we give you the praise and honor because it is done. Thank you, Lord, because you have not wasted our time so far. And we are grateful. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Sit in peace. I welcome everyone here this morning in the precious name of Jesus Christ. We have a word session and then more like a topic of seminar on multitudes and church growth. But this first word is titled The Wind of Revival - The Assignment of the Wind. The Assignment of the Wind. Our objective this afternoon is to understand the various assignments of the wind of the Spirit. And number two, to understand the secret of connecting the wind. The secret of accessing the wind. Last night we saw that we were born of the wind. So last night had to deal majorly with yourself as a person. The character of the wind. This one is dealing with the wind of the Spirit. That wind that came at Pentecost. What was the assignment? Whenever we make demands on the wind of the Spirit, what do we expect to experience? Number one, the wind of revival, the wind of the Spirit, number one, the wind of divine transportation and visitation. The wind of divine transportation and visitation. In 2 Samuel chapter 22 verse 11, the Bible said, and he rode upon a cherub, talking about El Shaddai, and did fly. And he was seen upon the wings of the wind. He was seen upon the wings of the wind. Psalm 18 and in verse 10 as well, the Bible said, and he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yeah, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. Psalm 104 and in verse 3 also. He layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters. Who maketh the clouds his chariot? Who walketh upon the wings of the wind? So the arrival of the wind is the arrival of El Shaddai. We travel in airplanes and travel in vehicles and ships and so on, but Jehovah travels on the wind. His vehicle is the wind. He flew on the wings of the wind. So when we are talking about revival, we are talking about divine arrival. When we are talking about the wind of revival, we are talking about divine arrival, divine visitation, divine transportation, divine visitation, divine habitation on the wings of the wind. So if this wind of revival is to take place in your ministry, is to take place in your community, what is happening is that the wind carried Jehovah to arrive and to do what he knows best to do. Number two is the wind of the great rain. Is the wind of the great rain. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 45. 1 Kings 18 verse 45. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. So when the wind arrives, it heralds the rain of the Spirit. The great rain of the Spirit. So when we are talking about the wind of revival, we are talking about the wind that brings the great rain, the rain of the Spirit. It is the wind of the great rain. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say it loud as amen. What is the wind for? Number three. It is the wind for the dismantling of obstacles and creation of access. The dismantling of obstacles and creation of access. In scripture, when the wind arrived in Egypt, it parted the Red Sea and created access. In Exodus chapter 14 verse 21, Exodus chapter 14 and in verse 21, the Bible said, and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. There was an obstacle that was there, and all that God needed to do was to release the wind to part the obstacle and create an access. This is exciting. There are people here today, there seem to be a Red Sea between your position and your destination. There seem to be something in between you and where you are meant to be. No matter how hard you have struggled, you have remained there. But this wind of revival came to part the obstacle and create an access. I prophesy by the mantle of God upon my life, every Red Sea that followed you here, or that had remained in your ministry and in your life all these years before this time, in this conference, in this convention, this Red Sea shall be parted by the east wind. Hey! It shall be parted by the east wind. It shall be parted by the wind. And the road into your destiny shall be created. You believe that? Shall the Lord say amen. And I prophesy the rain of revival. I prophesy as well. I prophesy the habitation and the visitation of God. You will feel God, experience God in your ministry like you have never before. You believe that? Shall the Lord say amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Somebody receiving something, say amen. Number five. It's number four. It is the wind of revelation. Psalm 147 verse 18. He sendeth out his word and melted them. He causeth his wind to blow and the waters flow. When the wind blows, the waters flow. He causeth the wind to blow and the waters to flow. What is the waters? Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26. That he may cleanse them by sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. The wind blows so that the water can flow. You know, the Holy Ghost is a poet. Flow, blow. Am I communicating? Blow and flow. Is somebody here today? The meaning of that is, in every true revival, there is an explosion of revelation. The revelation of the word. Because God begins to show us things out of the word. New things, great things, mighty things, marvelous things we never saw before. And now, in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ the resurrected Lord, I decree today, your eyes are open and you will see what you never saw before. Out of this world, in the name of Jesus. It is the wind of revelation. Number five. It is the wind for the clearing of stubble, rubbish, or garbage. It is the wind for the clearing of stubble, of rubbish, of garbage. Job chapter 21 verse 18. Job chapter 21 and in verse 18. He said, they are as stubble before the wind, and as chaff that the storm carrieth away. When the wind comes in your vicinity, it cleans out the rubbish. The things that are around your life and family and ministry and destiny that are not meant to be there. In Psalm 1 and in verse 4, it said concerning the ungodly, they shall be like chaff before the wind. They are like chaff before the wind. What does not pertain to reality, what is not substance around your life, are candidates for the effect of the wind. In Job 37 and in verse 21, it repeats the same thing. And now, men see not the bright light which is in the clouds, but the wind passeth and cleanseth them. The wind passeth. It is the wind for the clearing and cleansing. Psalm 18 and in verse 42. Psalm 18 and in verse 42. The Bible says, then did I beat them small as the dust before them. The wind, I did cast them out as the dead in the streets. Hallelujah. And finally, Psalm 83 and in verse 13. In Psalm 83 and in verse 13, he also spoke about, oh my God, make them like a wheel as the stubble before the wind. Hallelujah. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loud most amen. Somebody shout amen at the top of your voice. Lift up your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, every rubbish around my life, every garbage in my assignment, every stubble, everything occupying space around my life that is not meant to be there, in the name of Jesus, I sentence you to the assignment of the wind. Be blown away. Be blown off. Now! He said the ungodly are not so, but the ungodly are chaff. Which means inside church there is both seed and chaff. There are those who are not meant to be there who are there. Agents of darkness. Chaff. The ungodly are chaff. The godly are wheat. They are seed. And nothing occupies the space of the seed like the chaff. Nothing occupies the space of the seed like the chaff. Nothing occupies the space of the wheat like the chaff. The presence of the chaff minimizes the arrival of the wheat. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Minimizes the arrival of the wheat. The people, authentic, real people that should be involved in your assignment, in what God has committed in your hands. There are people, you know, earlier in our church, we gave some people letter and released them from church. Oh yes, we did. When we saw their actions and activities, so you know what? It is confirmed that from the way you function and act, this church is not yours. We hereby release you to find another church. Remember the other guy? That one said, but his mind is in this church. I said, no. Look for another one. Let God bless you somewhere else. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? I believe that this is the word. Maybe the reason why the church has not grown is because it is filled with chaff. And chaff occupies the space. Hey! I prophesy to you today, every ungodly chaff planted around your life, around your destiny, around your family, around my life, around my destiny, around the ministry, I decree they are blown off by the wind. This wind of revival shall blow them back to where they belong. Blow them back to hell. Shout the loudest, amen. For somebody here, this is why you came here. So that God can purge your assembly and cleanse the assembly you've pastored. So that you can begin to see reality instead of shadow. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. It is a wind for the clearing of stubble, rubbish, garbage. That was number 5 and number 6. It is the wind that blows out the spices of his presence in order to bring in the harvest. Blows out the spices of his presence and power in order to bring in the harvest. The wind blows upon the ministry, blows upon the assembly, blows upon the works of your hands, the spices of God's presence, the spices of God's power, the spices of God's anointing, in order to bring in the harvest. In Songs of Solomon chapter 4 and in verse 16, Songs of Solomon chapter 4 and in verse 16, it says, awake, O north wind. And thou south, blow upon the garden. The garden is God's house, is God's vineyard. He calls the church God's vineyard. Blow upon this garden, upon Dunamis garden, upon all the gardens here present, so that the spices can flow out. It doesn't matter the spices in the garden for as long as the people can't perceive it. It doesn't matter the intensity of presence in the house for as long as people in the street can perceive it. It doesn't matter the miracles, the signs, the wonders, the power that is manifesting on the crusade ground for as long as the devil shut the people out from it. And I said before, the devil doesn't care what is happening through your life for as long as nobody is aware. It's a very, very wicked. In fact, he would deliberately make sure nobody is aware. Nobody is aware that it's a strong teaching ministry here. Nobody is aware that there is a strong evangelistic or a strong deliverance unction, a strong prophetic unction. It doesn't matter what you are doing. It doesn't matter how impactful your life is for as long as the devil ensures that nobody is aware. The assignment of the wind is to blow out the spice. Look at that. Blow out the spice. Place that scripture. It says, let so that my beloved can come into the garden. That's it. So that they can come in. The spices went out. They perceived the spice and they came in. I saw this scripture many years ago. And I made up my mind. We prayed it several times in our church here. Many, up till now. Many years ago. Lord, let the spices flow out. Let the presence of God that is fillable here flow out. Let the power that is available here flow out. Let the quality of word that is being spoken, let it flow out. That the beloved of the Lord might come into the garden to eat of the precious fruit. And they came en masse. Some people saw the handbill on the ground. Some people had visitations in their dream. You know, they come. In those days, I used to shake hands and welcome people on the line. And then I'm shaking hands. Newcomers, you are welcome. The woman said, you saw me last. You told me to come last night. So I have come. Up till now, they are reading about it. But that one was saying as if me and her saw. And we are to continue talking from where we stopped in the dream. And I am not aware. Last night you saw me, you told me to, that's why I'm here. I said, it's something like, did you forget? You are the one who told me to come. Am I communicating? Blow out the spices. I announce to someone here, whatever God is doing in your life and in your assignment, no devil shall contain it anymore. No devil shall limit it anymore. No devil shall prevent it from going out anymore. In the name of Jesus, I decree, I announce, I prophesy. I see music ministers, powerful songs. Powerful ministrations. And you are wondering, why is it that with this powerful song, nobody is aware. Nobody understands. And you saw some other presentations. And you are wondering, what's happening here? Today, I announce to you, no devil shall contain the spice of your life, the spice of your assignment, the perfume of your impact. No devil shall restrict it anymore. In the name of Jesus, the wind of the Spirit shall blow out the spice and blow out the presence and blow out the power and blow out the principles. You believe it, shout the loudest. Amen. See the pattern. It shall flow out and they will come in. It shall flow out and they will come in. It flows out and the people come in. You know, that was what happened at Pentecost. Take your seat. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 2 and in verse 1 and 2. And then when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and he sat upon each of them. Now you jump to verse 6, and the Bible said, now when this was noised abroad, noised by who? The people were still together. Nobody went out. They were locked up in the upper room, 120 of them. None went out from their midst. They were in the upper room secluded. Then who noised it? The wind. The wind. And when it was noised abroad, the wind noised it. The wind blew out the perfume. The multitude came. So it went out and the multitude came in. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? Something is about to flow out of our midst, out of our lives, out of our assignments, out of our ministries, and the multitude shall come in. You believe it? Shout the loudest amen. It is the wind that blows out the spices of his presence and power in order to bring in the harvest. What is the wind all about? Please remind me what number. Number 7. It is the wind of restoration. 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 What the enemy took from you, whether it was life, whatever it is the wind of restoration.
The wind of restoration. The wind of recovery. Restoration of life. Recovery of life. Restoration. In Ezekiel chapter 37 and in let's start from verse 7. I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them. And the skin covered them above. But there was no breath in them. And then said he unto me, prophesy unto what? You may be at a position in your life where everything looks set, but there is no motion. There is no action. Everything looks ready. Everything looks okay. Everything looks accurate. Everything looks like it should work, but nothing is working. What is needed is the wind. The sinews were upon them already. They were just there. Body was intact. Everything was intact. Normal human being now. Bones had come together. Muscles have come. Everything is on it. Yet no motion. Beautiful church. No person. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Well set crusade. Great publicity. Everything done. No attendance. Everything said. He said, but what you need now is prophesy to the wind. Prophesy to the wind. Prophesy, speak to the wind. He said, and I prophesied as I was commanded. Prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man. And say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded, and the breath came in unto them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Hear me, beloved brothers and sisters. That thing in your life that has no life is receiving life by the wind of the Lord. That thing in your destiny that has no function, that has no motion, it looks perfect but nothing is working. I announce today, by the wind of the Lord, it shall receive function, it shall receive motion, it shall receive action, it shall begin to move forward. Shout yes! That thing that died in your life, that thing that you lost, if the dry bones can become an exceeding great army, then your life is rising. What the devil took from you is returning back in this season. What the devil took from you is being restored by the power of the wind. Shout yes! You know, Jesus is the Son of God. He was born with a prophecy ahead of him. Son of God, God the Son. Yet for 30 years, no action. Until the wind came in form of the dove. You know, the wind and the dove are the same. The wind came in form of the dove and landed on him. In Luke chapter 3 and from verse 21, Jesus began. When all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and prayed, the heavens opened. And the Holy Ghost, who is the same as the wind, descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And the voice came from heaven. We said, thou art my beloved son, in thee I am well pleased. And Jesus himself began to be. If you stop there, it makes sense. He began to be. He began to be. To be everything he was created to be. To be everything he came to the earth to be. To be everything he was designed to be. He began to be. By the arrival of the Holy Ghost, The same wind he began to be. Everything the devil say you should not be, after this conference you shall begin to be. Everything God has ordained and designed for your life, after this conference you shall begin to be. Who could be more perfect than Jesus? Yet for 30 years he never healed a fly. Hello? Who could be more prayerful than him? Who fasted more than him? At the age of 12, he was already in the temple, reading Bible. 12, teaching the teachers of the law. Depth of light. They were astonished at his wisdom. Yet he couldn't cleanse the leper. Until the wind arrived. In form of a dove. Then there was that. Now, I'd like you to join Acts 10:38 directly to this Luke 3:21. Because that's where, that's the continue. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. That anointing just happened here. This water of Jordan. With the Holy Ghost and with power. Why didn't he went all this while? No wind, no wenting. Who went about healing all that? Who went about doing good and healing? I'm sure you remember that. He went means what? Motion. Doing means what? Action. Healing means what? Function. Motion, action, function. Sparked by the wind. Everything was perfect but no motion. Everything was okay, but no action. Everything was supposed to work, but no function. Until that day, in the waters of Jordan, if your life is to gain motion, if your ministry is to experience action, if your assignment and your potential is to be released to function, then we need the release of the wind of the Spirit upon our lives. And when that happens, the dry bones will leave. And even the bones that are no longer dry, but they're just lying down there and they appeared alive, they begin to move. Two things are happening right here. First and foremost, everything that the devil carried out of your life, the wind of God is restoring it now. There are businessmen that are having restorations. There are gifts and callings and manifestations of the Spirit you used to experience in time past that disappeared. They are getting restored right now in the name of Jesus. And the second thing happening here is those who are, everything around you appears perfect, but nothing is working. From this moment, by the wind of the Holy Spirit, you shall experience action, experience motion, experience action, experience function. Shout, yes! Let me tell three people around you, tell them things are beginning to work. They are beginning to walk. They are beginning to walk. They are beginning to walk. They are beginning to move. They are beginning to move. They are beginning to function by the agency of the wind. Things are beginning to walk. They are beginning to walk. They are beginning to move. They are beginning to function by the agency of the Spirit. Give the Lord a clap and a shout of victory. As you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. This is very, very exciting. Are you ready for the next number? Is that number 8? You will like this. It is the wind of supernatural supplies. It is the wind that goes to locate what is yours and bring it where you are. It was the wind that Jehovah sent to bring to Israel in the wilderness the quails that they needed. Numbers chapter 14 verse 21. But as truly as I live, saith the Lord, the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Luke 13:21. Right. Someone say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout aloud, most amen. You know, the critical thing is that if you knew, right, 11:31, if you knew where what is yours is, you will go for it. The challenge is you don't know where it is. What belongs to you, you don't know where it is. But God knows. So many times he won't struggle for you to even go for them. He will bring them where you are. Look at that. Numbers 11 and in verse 31. And there went forth, what? A wind from the Lord. And he brought whales from the sea. He brought whales from the sea and let them fall by the camp. You have struggled for things for too long. Things will be struggling for you now. Somebody called me yesterday. How that they brought him oil well. Marginal field. I said, tell me more about this. Oh, no, no, no. It's a sealed deal. It's confirmed. He says, sir, this is lifetime money. Lifetime money. He didn't go anywhere to look for it. They met him where he was. He didn't look for it. He didn't bid anything. There are people who bid, they get nothing. He didn't give nobody money. They looked for him where he was. So what you are looking for has a location. Where you are have a location. Has a location. All you need is the connection. And the wind went to the sea and located the quail and brought it to the camp. Look at it again. Fall by the camp. As it were, this journey on this side and as it were, this journey on that side. Round about the camp. And it were 2 cubits upon the face of the earth. That is high. A heap. Heap on the floor. By the ministry of the wind. Very soon they will look for you and hand over to you property documents. Hey! Documents for ministry. Documents for your assignment. Documents for your personal life. They will just hand it over to you. And you'll be wondering, Lord, what just happened? The wind. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Seasons of revival are seasons of resources. Seasons of revival are seasons of resources. Seasons of spiritual intensity are seasons of supernatural prosperity. Seasons of spiritual intensity are seasons of supernatural prosperity. It happened in the land of Egypt. When God brought the people out of Egypt, he emptied Egypt. He gave them silver and gold. When the move of God happens in Acts of the Apostles, there was not one among them that lacked anything. Not one among them that lacked anything. Not one among them that lacked anything. Seasons of spiritual intensity are seasons of financial abundance. Seasons of physical prosperity. No devil can dare that. Don't take the spirituality and leave the prosperity. They go hand in hand. It takes the finances to fuel the mission. My seat is true prosperity. My seat is true prosperity. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17. My seat is true prosperity. Shall yet be spread abroad. shall here be spread out. We are going to Zambia next month, just 3 weeks ago, and I think we'll like to see with the Zambians maybe after this morning session. 2 weeks now. And every volume of money spent in millions of our naira is coming out of here. We have not taken a dime of offering in the church. Zambia is not under pressure. We're going to go to that country. We won't take a dime of offering on the crusade ground because we didn't go there for their money. And that's our consistent practice everywhere. Zambia, South Africa, Kenya, South America, the Philippines, all over the world. With massive resources needed. Without putting nobody under pressure. The church must have money.
Hallelujah.
The people of God must have money.
Hallelujah.
Are you hearing what I'm saying here today?
Yes, yes, yes.
The time will come where somebody will say, this is my aircraft. This is my Gulf Stream. I'm making it available for the crusade team. This is my Airbus. This is my cargo aircraft. It's no luxury at all. It's just equipment for assignment. They are equipment for assignment. Equipment for assignment. Equipment. People who have no assignment are flying up and down aimlessly. Doing nothing. Achieving nothing. Impacting nobody. Heap money and mass in millions and billions that they will die and live for nothing.
Just went on holiday to Dubai. Who did you touch? Nobody. Who did you affect? Nobody. I just flew to Los Angeles.
Just party with some girls and some life's lavish, useless lifestyle. Are you following what I'm saying? Why people of the assignment? People that are pulling people from hell and people that are breaking the yokes of cocaine addiction, heroin addiction, delivering people from committing suicide are struggling for survival. And the world wants that to be so. That devil is a bastard. We will use money and persecute the devil. Plenty of it. And rescue the captives and break the yokes of addiction. And build good schools. And build good hospitals. And build good orphanages. Old people's homes. Massive scholarship scheme. For both orphans. Indigent students. There are those who are not orphans, but they are very brilliant and their father can't sponsor them. They qualify. Church people who are distracted by one lack or the other, who need to be assisted to stay focused. Am I communicating at all? I see plenty money coming. Massive resources for kingdom assignment. The wind of revival, the wind of the Lord in this season is bringing us massive resources. Massive resources. Massive resources in this country, in every nation here. Massive resources. Massive resources. Where the time will come where $1 million will be like like $1,000 by virtue of availability. You hear what I just said? Job 22:22. You heard what he said? He said, acquaint now, verse 21 first, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. He said, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart. If you will return to the Almighty, you shall be built up. Then you shall put away iniquity far from your tabernacles. Then thou shalt lay up gold. What is the meaning of gold as dust? Gold that is so abundant it lost value.
What is the meaning of gold as dust? When was the last time you invited dust to be on your car? Gold that arrived without invitation. Unsolicited for gold. Uninvited gold. When was the last time you labored for dust? Get ready, get ready, get ready. Will you stand on your feet with the loudest shout of victory? Victory shout! Victory shout! Victory shout! Victory shout! Victory shout! Victory shout! Help me greet 7 people and tell them in this season of revival, your gold shall arrive like dust. In this season of revival, our gold shall arrive like dust. For the sake of the gospel, for the cleansing of the lepers, for the hospitals and the schools. Hey, 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 hey. La ya 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 ya. Ikoko baba gada gaga ya da 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 ha. Le perete si preto se toda ya. It shall arrive as dust. 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 Give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Number 9. It is the wind that scatters enemy agenda. The wind that scatters. We need that wind. Daniel chapter 2 and in verse 35. When that stone that was cut out smote the image, became that, then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver and the gold broken to pieces together and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, scattered them. Ezekiel chapter 12 and in verse 14. And then Ezekiel chapter 13 verse 11. And I will scatter toward every wind all that are about him to help him and all his bands. And I will draw out the sword after them. Ezekiel 13, 11 to 13. Ezekiel 13, 11 to 13. Say unto them which thou eat with untempered mortar that it shall fall. There shall be an overflowing shower. And ye, O great hailstone shall fall. And a stormy wind shall rend it. And lo, when it was falling, shall it not be said unto you, where is the dubbing wherewith you have dubbed it? And then, therefore, thus said the Lord, I will rend it with this stormy wind in my fury, and there shall be an overflowing shower in my anger, and great hailstones in my fury to consume it. That's, I will rend it, means I will scatter it, I will pieces it. If you remember the sheep that Jonah was, in Jonah chapter 1 verse 4, that sheep was scattered by the wind. But the Lord sent out a great wind to the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. When God releases his wind, he scatters enemy agenda. All you need to do, all we need to do is to summon the wind, to scatter the plan. Let us separate. He said, who is he that set it? And it cometh to pass. When the Lord commanded it not, the enemy set the wood, and the wood and the wind came and scattered it. Am I communicating? It is the wind that spoils, that foils. The wind that spoils everything. Have you ever been able to arrange something on the ground and all of a sudden the wind came and all of it disappeared? Your plan spoiled. Look at the number. Look at the number. Say, God will spoil their plan. With the wind. Already. Out of for sins. The plan of the wicked in our nation, Nigeria, is already scattered by the wind. It's scattered. God has a plan. God has an agenda. has a plan, he has an agenda. The enemy has a plan, the enemy has his agenda. But it's already scattered.
One of us told me that one of the candidates, presidential candidates, invited, sent for him. But they need to see him because they know he's in charge of so and so number of people so that he can link him with them. Question I asked him, I said, do you want to go? I should give you a crowd. Do I own the people? The enemy has a plan. In the nation where you came from, the enemy has a plan. Against your life and destiny and assignment, the enemy has a plan. But I am anointed to announce that on a consistent basis, as they plan it, the wind shall scatter it. On a consistent basis, anywhere they have made a plan, in the waters, they have made a plan, in the witchcraft coven, they have made a plan, in the occult realm, in the high places, in the bond woman's kingdom, every plan, an orchestration, and every orchestration from hell, I decree them scattered by the wind of the Spirit. If you are saying amen, shout the loud amen. Say in the name of Jesus, I make demands on the wind of the Lord to scatter the agenda of the enemy. Oh, wind of the Lord, scatter every enemy agenda around my life, around my family, around our nation, concerning the church. Scatter them now! Mahashadow goes.
Ropato shakota pete tele pete ratate.
Ikakone la bayadaya.
Doko shondo kata ratata. Elepe kete rato soto pete te. Lipe rataka zaga doga balada rada babada. Ejike te kete 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 di. Elepe rete kete te pele te te. Rapato kete kete
kete kete kete kete kete kete kete kete kete kete kete.
Of Jesus. The Lord has heard and answered us.
If the Lord attempts to scatter their plan and they refuse to hear, then the final assignment of the wind will happen. The wind of judgment. Take your seat. The wind of judgment. It becomes the wind of judgment for the adversary. In Exodus 10:13, we saw the wind brought the locust on the land of Egypt in judgment. In Exodus 15:10, we saw, thou didst blow with your wind, and the sea covered them. That's the army of Egypt. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. The wind of the Lord was part of what buried Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea. If he tries to scatter them and they refuse to budge, the wind will bury them.
In Job chapter 27 verse 8, and then verse 20 to 23, Job 27, for what is the hope of the hypocrite? Though he has gained, when God taketh away his soul. Verse 20. Terrors shall take hold on that guy as waters. A tempest stealeth him away in the night. Do you remember tempest last night? Tempest stealeth him away. The east wind carrieth him away. Hey! And he departed, and as a storm hauled him. Anyone who will not let us rest shall be carried away by the tempest, shall be hauled away by the wind of the Lord. Anyone who will not let the nation rest, will not let your family rest, will not let the church you pastor rest, they shall be hauled away by the wind, by the tempest of the Lord. You believe it? Shout it out and say amen. If we don't pray anything, we shall pray that one. Take your seat. The tempest. 22-23. Carried him away. The east wind carried him. Yes. 22-23. Alright. That's the end. Carried him away. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Something is already happening. In the camp of the wicked, something is already happening. The place those wicked people think they have gotten for themselves, the wind will carry them away. Psalm 35, verse 3 to verse 5. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Stop them, hinder them. Lord, say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my heart. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Hey! Stand up on your feet. Let them be as chaff before the wind. Let the angel of the Lord chase them. What did verse 6 say? Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. The journey of spirituality, you need the combination of goodness and toughness. The spiritual man is both good, kind man, tough, rugged. That's how our Father God is. Romans chapter 11, verse 22. Behold, both the goodness and severity of God. On them which fell, brutality. But towards you, goodness. It's a very, very, very neat combination. You are so nice, so good. When it is necessary, you are so brutal, so rugged, so ferocious when it is necessary. The same person. Lion and lamb. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? When you are a spiritual person or you are an authority person and you are good, but you are not tough, you are weak.
when you are tough and you are not good, you are wicked. Goodness without toughness equals weakness. This is a leadership tip. Goodness without toughness is weakness. Toughness without goodness is wickedness. This is a message for another day. You are too nice to wicked people. Too nice to witches and wizards. Too nice that you are a good boy in the faces of the occult. No, let them see your red eyes. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Let their way be dark and slippery. Let the angel of the Lord chase them. I announce today, everyone that will not let you rest, will not let us rest, the angel of the Lord shall chase them. I feel like praying now. But let me give you two tips very quickly as you sit down. What is the way of, how do we access the wind? But the things I've said, place it on the screen in order. The assignment of the wind is the wind of divine transportation and visitation. Number two, the wind of the great rain. Number three, the wind for the dismantling of obstacles and the creation of access. Number four, the wind of revelation. Number five is the wind for the clearing of stubble, rubbish, or garbage. Number six, the wind that blows out the spices of his presence and power in order to bring in the harvest. Seven is the wind of restoration. And eight is the wind of the supernatural supplies. Nine, the wind that scatters enemy agenda. 10, the wind of judgment for the adversary. How many of you, which one of you do you want? Just try and choose one. I give you two secrets of the wind. Number one, how do we access the wind? We access the wind by accessing the treasuries of the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 13. When he uttered his voice, there is a multitude of waters. In the heavens. And he caused the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightning. With rain. And bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. By accessing the treasures of the Lord. So it appears like there is a place in God where he stores the wind of revival. By accessing the treasures of the Lord. It's not a solitary passage. Jeremiah chapter 51 and in verse 16. The same almost repeated verbatim. When he uttered his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens. He caused the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain. And bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. God has treasures that carry his wind. Psalm 135 and in verse 7. almost the same thing. Can you see the prophetic here? David prophesying the same thing, almost verbatim with Jeremiah in two different dispensations.
He caused the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain.
He bringeth the wind out of his treasuries. How do I access the wind? If you can access his treasure house, if you can access his secret place, you can access the wind.
Men and women who stand in the secret place of the Most High cannot lack the wind of revival. The wind of revival belongs to men, belongs to women who are not in the outer court. Men and women of the Holy of Holies. Men and women who dwell where he is, who stay there, they can access that wind out of his treasures. The wind does not answer to the peripheral, the superficial. The wind does not answer to peripheral Christianity, superficial spirituality. He answers to men and women who can access his treasures. That is why not everybody experiences revival. A pastor can pastor a church for you till he dies without one trace of revival. He may see some level of church growth. He may see some level of good church. But that palpable climate where it's as if you can touch God. Have good equipment, good instruments, good sound, good light, good everything. And at times the excellence can be so much until you think that. But it's alright. That's perfect. And God likes excellence. But many people live and die without a trace of revival. Because the wind is in his treasures. Access it by stepping to his treasures, by accessing the treasures of the wind. How do we get at the wind? Number two, by studying the circuit of the wind. The circuit of the wind. Because the wind has circuits. Maybe that was where the Methodist Church got their circuits from. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and in verse 6. It said, the wind goeth toward the south and turneth about unto the north. It whileth about continually. And the wind returneth again according to his circuits. What is the meaning of that? The wind has his movement direction. The secret of the eagle is in understanding the direction of the wind. When God is about to move in your direction, you should be sensitive enough to know. When God wants to do something in your generation, you should be sensitive enough to know. He's saying, my wind is about to pass this way. At the place of prayer, you position to climb on that wind. Some people, the wind came past, they were not aware. Sensitivity to the circuits of the wind. Most great men of God, it's not as if they are experts in anything or smarter than others, but just sensitive to know this is time. This is time. This is prime time. And you make news when it is prime time. To know when God gave you the stage. Sensitive to know when God is giving you a stage.
And then you make sense on time. Because we don't have eternity to fulfill destiny. Sensitivity to the movement direction of the wind. The eagle was, it's not as if the eagle is more expert than other birds, but it just positions itself. And when the right wind current is passing, it just steps onto that wind. And you know what it does? It doesn't flap its wing like this anymore. It glides. It mounts up. And just allows the wind to carry it. It can go 120 miles on that wind. Just goes. While other windless birds. The patch on the tree. I start again. The patch on the tree. But the eagle notice the wind position. He has thermoreceptors in his body. And the right wing is coming just. Stand up on your feet. Don't forget that the wind. That's right. It has circuits. The wave of revival comes in cycles. It came once. Some people missed it. It came again. It's like the wave of error. It also comes in cycles. It comes in cycles. The errors we are hearing now, Kenneth Hagin's people heard it. Do this and that. Continue sinning. No grace. False prophecy. He heard it. They saw it. Kenneth Hagin said he was in a meeting one day. Where a man was prophesying, names, all manner of things. He said he knew when the man was operating the spirit, and he knew when a familiar spirit took over. As a prophet, he saw it. Are you following what I'm saying here today? It comes in cycles. It comes in cycles. Some people miss their cycle, and when God gave them another opportunity, they climb on that cycle. That was what God said yesterday. That there is a fresh recruitment. Some people who are out of God's agenda is giving them another recruitment opportunity. And some people miss it forever. Miss it forever. Lift up your hands. We're about to pray. We're about to pray. Lord, I want to access your treasure house this morning. If peradventure I can connect with your wind of revival, I want to access your treasure house today. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice and speak to God right now. Father, I want to access your treasure house this morning. But before we go there, lift your hands and your voice and thank the Lord for the word you heard this morning. Thank the Lord for the word you heard this morning. Father, I am appreciative. Lift your voice and thank Him. is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles on earth. There is no one else like you. There is no one else. You are great. You do miracles on earth. There is no one else like you. No one else like you. You do miracles, Lord. There is no one else like you. There is no one like you.
In the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and say after me, say, Father, I step into your presence to access the wind from your treasures. I step in to your presence today to access the wind from your treasures. In the name of Jesus. Say after me, say, Father, today I ask for help to access the wind from your treasures. I access the wind from your treasures this morning. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. And say, Father, baptize me with the sensitivity to the cycles of revival. Let me not miss the movement of the wind when it is coming in my direction. Father, help me to be sensitive. adversity, to my cycle of revival, to the cycle of the wind. When it is coming in my way, come in my way, come in my direction. Help me, Lord, to be sensitive. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Sensitivity. Precious name. Amen. The Lord has answered us. I'd like you to bring those 10 points on the screen. The prayer background will be going on blasphemously. You will take one for 2 minutes. Father, let your wind of transportation and visitation come my way. Father, let the great rain fall by your wind. Father, dismantle every Red Sea in front of me by your wind. Give me access. Father, open my eyes to see what I have never seen from the world before by the wind. Father, clear the rubbish around my life and my destiny by the wind. Father, blow out the spice of your, the fragrance of your activity. In fact, for an individual life, it might be your potential that the devil doesn't want anybody to know about. Blow it out by the wind. So that those that must come into my life will come. Father, let your wind of restoration. I'm sure you know there are different kinds of restoration. One restoration is when God repairs what the enemy damaged in your life, is restoration. Another restoration is when God returns what the devil took away, is restoration. Another restoration is when God takes you to where you are meant to be that you are not yet. That is, you are meant to be here by now. That's your destiny is here. But you are here. When God takes you there, he restored your destiny to where it is meant to be. Am I communicating? Whichever one is yours, Father, let your wind. That last one, I perceive, is for many people. You are not where you are meant to be. Father, let your wind take me where I am meant to be. Are you ready for this? Let wind bring my gold as dust. What is it that blows dust? What blows dust? Father, let your wind bring my gold like dust in this season. The gold of this ministry. And now, Father, let your wind scatter the agenda of the enemy. And Father, those who will not let us rest, let your wind lay them to rest. Are you ready? Now, media, you are going to keep each point for just 2 minutes and move to the next point. Lift your hands, everyone, and say, Father, I make demands on the ministry of the wind in my life for your transportation and visitation of my life and agenda. Now, open your mouth, begin to pray. Let's go. Jesus' precious name.
In order to make the prayer very, very straight to the point and pungent, you take it in a minute. Immediately, just work it out. Now, say after me, say, Father, I'm not going to come back after now. Father, let the great rain fall on my life by virtue of your wind. Open your mouth and pray.
Dismantle every obstacle and create access for my life and my destiny. Dismantle every refuge around my life, around my destiny. Create the access, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Dismantle the obstacle. Create the access.
Jesus, precious name.